Those who hadn't heard of Czech climber Adam Ondra before most likely will remember his name now. The 23-year-old this week became the second person in the world to complete a free ascent of the Dawn Wall, an almost kilometer-high mountain face on El Capitan in Yosemite National Park in the United States. What's more, Ondra did so in just 8 days, an improvement of 11 on the previous record. Jan Wellinger has the details.
In recent years, rock climbing has become more and more popular in the Czech Republic, and even newcomers with a growing passion for the sport will likely be familiar now with the feats of Adam Ondra, an athlete who began climbing at the age of just 6. Today, Ondra is considered one of the strongest climbers in the world, being the only competitor, for instance, to have won the world championships in two disciplines, lead and bouldering, both in 2014. He has a similar record in the World Cup, where he has also won in both disciplines, but in different years. Now Ondra is in the record books again, having scaled the Dawn Wall. Although he is not the first to have free climbed the rock face, that honor belongs to U.S. climbers Tommy Caldwell and Kevin Jorgensen, he did so in record time, just 8 days compared to their 19. During the ascent, he and his backup, Pavel Blažek, slept in a tent hitched to the cliff face. Prior to embarking on the attempt to conquer the wall, Adam Ondra gave this interview to Czech TV, and here is how he described the situation ahead of the successful climb.
Climbing something like the Dawn Wall is different from competitions where it is all solely about one's strength. I spent 3 or 4 weeks on the spot to get used to the Californian granite. It has its own specificities and doesn't have a lot of grip. You have to rely on somewhat different holds.
Ondra also told Czech TV more about the discipline of free ascent, essentially that ropes are used only for safety, to catch one's fall, never to aid upward progress. Everything else is strength, balance, and practice. The climb itself had 32 pitches or sections. He told Czech TV more about the climbing process as he and his partner prepared for the ascent.
It's relatively warm here, so we climbed mostly in the afternoons when the sun is behind us, and even at night. At night, you sleep in a tent, which is on what is called a porter ledge, which is of metal and fabric and is relatively comfortable. If you're not lying down, you're climbing.
Adam Ondra added that he and Blažek had a solar panel along to be able to charge up their cell phones that was used to chart their progress of their climb on the social networks. They filmed videos even from their perch before that final push for the top.